Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Quick Block Podcast. Australia fan Charbo here, along with India fan Nash. So as you can imagine, this will be a bit of a somber one for me, as India have beaten Australia in the semi-final of the Champions Trophy in Dubai. Yeah, it's a case of what it could have been for Australia, I think, and we'll talk all about it in this little episode, reviewing and reacting to the game itself, what went wrong for Australia, what India did right, and again, probably looking ahead to the final where India will play either South Africa or New Zealand. So Nash, I'm sure you're very happy. Talk to me.
Yeah, super happy. I've got something for you. This isn't going to be like last time. This is not a dig on you, but I've got something for you.
You're drinking my tears, are you?
You know what this is? These are not your tears, Shabel. These are tears of all those people who wanted India to lose so badly that they were willing to put their morals on the line. I've seen some horrible takes on the internet in the last few days. And you know, I'm safe to say, this tastes good. It's a bit salty, but it's good.
I've seen people who have spoken so much ill about Australia over the years support Australia yesterday. So it was interesting to see.
I mean, look, I get it, and yeah, but we won. We are in the finals, so yeah, cry more.
What did you make of the game? How were you feeling watching it?
Look, I think it was obvious India were the favorites. India were favorites because at the moment they are a superior side to anyone in the tournament. And with Australia missing most of their bowling attack, playing an inexperienced bowling and batting lineup, you know, having Cooper at the start, he did not look comfortable at all.
No,
he
we set
was
him up
all
to
over
fail.
The place. I don't think he got one. Did he get one ball onto the bat other than the one that he edged? I don't think so.
Edged. And maybe
Yeah,
one that he defended.
yeah, maybe. Maybe
Set him up
he
to
tried
fail
his
here.
hard, but you know, coming up to someone like Mohammad Shami, who is a master at what he does, and it's always going to be difficult when you put a youngster in there in such a huge moment. So there was a moment when I was like, you know, here we go, when Travis Head and Steve Smith were batting. But Varun Chakravarti and Travis Head was always going to be a really exciting battle.
I was surprised Varun wasn't brought on earlier, to be honest, to Travis
Yeah,
Head.
exactly. I was surprised as well. But the fault for Travis Head was that he did not even take one ball to have a look. And you know, the very first ball that he faced, he tried to take him on, and that brought his you know, downfall. So
Yeah.
my question to you is, from an Australian point of view, where do you think the game changed? Because Australia were cruising really well at one point. They looked like 275 plus, even 300. What was that, you know, couple of moments that you,
Yeah.
from Australia's innings, that you think were really crucial?
Definitely the 37th and 38th over, losing Smith and Maxwell in consecutive overs. Tweeted it at the time. I said, we're going to look back and say these were the two overs that could decide the game. And that's how it is in white ball cricket. Yeah, because the thing is, at that point was you did the groundwork. You put yourself in a position where we could think of 280 plus, potentially 300. And you're going to need that with that inexperienced attack, because 264, you know, from 198 for four in the 37th over was a disappointing result. And yeah, it may have seemed defendable. It may have seemed competitive. But that's with an experienced world-class attack, if you've got it. But with an inexperienced attack, 264 is not enough. And I think that's why maybe Smith and Maxwell, particularly Smith, tried to go a little bit harder, maybe earlier than expected, to try get as many runs as possible before the extra fielder goes out in the 40th over, and to try get Australia to a bigger score. But ultimately, that cost us big time. And then Carey not being able to get enough strike in the final 10, and then his run out at that point, taking on Shreyas Iyer. It was a fantastic direct hit.
What a throw. What a run
throw.
Out.
But even if it wasn't a direct hit and KL Rahul collected it, Carey was way out.
I mean, Shreyas Iyer's run out, I think that was the crucial moment. That was the moment that was the difference between Australia scoring nearly 300 and, well, you know, ended up scoring what they did. So
it was a big moment.
At 198 going back to your point, at 198 for four with 36 overs gone, with Maxwell to come, Smith still there, he was the fifth wicket to go, but with Maxwell still to come, Alex Carey
Very
at the
going
crease,
well, yeah.
you would definitely back Australia to score another 100 out of from the 14
Yeah.
overs that were left. So yes, it was really disappointing, for you guys as Australian fans, because
Yeah.
there was a lot of potential, and especially even losing Maxwell wasn't the big, I wouldn't say it was as big as that run out moment of Alex Carey, because the way Maxwell got out has, summed up Maxwell's career perfectly.
It did, and that was so disappointing. Yeah. It's a bit of rocks and diamonds, and it has been diamonds a lot of the time. We've seen it, but yeah, I thought, yeah, we touch on this a bit later as well, but his overall game was a big letdown for us. Yeah, we talk, yeah, people want to target Connolly, and I think it's a bit harsh because he was set up to fail, to be honest. But Maxwell, that catch off Cole, it was another big moment in the chase. When Cole is 51,
But
and it wasn't
Shabir, you have to
easy.
remember the last Australian opener, young opener, who was set up to fail, ended up scoring 50 at MCG and reverse lapping Bumrah as well. So there was potential. I'm not saying Cooper Connolly could have done anything else, but
Yeah.
he also dropped the catch, which was
But Sam Constance is an opener.
he just wanted to hide his face at that moment when Cooper
True.
dropped that catch.
Sam Constance is an opener, though. All right, so
Fair enough. Fair
Connolly,
enough.
you could tell with Connolly, right? Before we go into a little bit more about Australia's finish, he was playing everything very square of the wicket. That's what happens when you're brought up in Perth, right? You're brought up in Perth. You play square of the wicket with the pace, the bounce. Dubai is very different, and he was really struggling to adjust to that. But yeah, look, ultimately Australia had a decision to make there, the opener. We had Jake Fraser-McGurk as an option. We even had maybe moving Josh Inglis or bringing Aaron Hardy in, but we went with Connolly because he can bowl. And I thought he bowled okay. But yeah, nothing
And
in at the
look,
top.
that's,
It is what it
I
is.
think people really underestimate, a lot of casual fans, or even actual fans of the sport, really underestimate the conditions that play a role. Like you said, Cooper Connolly grew up in Perth, played all of his cricket in Perth, we have all seen what Perth pitches can do, even in great cricket, what they can do, and instincts matter a lot.
Yeah.
When you're playing this sport, when you have
It's
a
your muscle
bowler
memory.
bowling at you with
Yeah.
145 clicks, your instincts take over, and that's what differentiates, good players from great players and legend players. That's what enabled someone like a Tendulkar to score 100 in his first tour in Australia back in 1989, 1990. So that's what I'm trying to say is there's a long way for Cooper to go in his career.
There
And
is.
he will definitely improve. And so,
It's just we're burdening him with too much. And I've said this before about a few
yes.
players. He's just come in. He hasn't really had a lot of domestic experience. I think he really needs to build his game there. We've given him a test debut, ODI debut. I don't mind if he plays some T20s and build your experience there as well. But just the role that we're giving him, it's just too early for him. And he's copping some criticism. And I think it's a bit harsh when the selectors, should be more to blame for, putting him in that situation, I think. But yeah, and I think, look, despite that, we set up well. I thought Smith largely played well. Carey, outstanding. I mean, what a player he is. Very underrated. Gem of
Yes,
a player. He
yeah.
played
He has
brilliantly.
been really good for Australia in
He has
recent times
been.
since he
And
fell into that pool in Karachi.
yeah, that's right. Absolutely. I mean, may have fell in a pool in Dubai as well, the way he was playing yesterday. But he and Inglis have been strong, right? And Inglis was looking really good. He had, I think, what, 10 scoring shots in his first 11 balls or whatever it was, and then chipped one to cover. That was another big moment I felt because he and Smith were looking good in that middle. But even then, we got ourselves into a good position to finish. I think those two overs were absolutely crucial because Dorshus comes in, who I think is a decent bat, but Dorshus at eight with not much more to come after him is a position too high for Dorshus in
And
ODIs.
look, I think that's where I blame. It's not a huge criticism, but I do blame India a bit there, because when I did not expect Australia to end up with 264. When Ben Dwosches came in, I was like, okay, here we go. This should wrap up quickly.
Maybe
If we get
Kuldeep Yadav left a bit to be desired.
carry, exactly. If we get carry quickly, and then the carry run out came in the 48th over, and I was like, okay, 250, 255, and this should be done. But you know, got a few of the last couple of overs. But anyway, in the end, Kuldeep Yadav hasn't shown up in big occasions,
That's
and
the criticism, yeah.
that should worry India. That should worry Indian team management. We have a T20 World Cup coming soon next year. Although I don't think he will fit into that, but we have a one day World Cup in South Africa in 2027, and there'll be some big games in that tournament. So if Kuldeep Yadav wants to go as the first choice spinner, then he has to step up on big occasions.
He
So it'll be
does.
really interesting to see what team management gives, the confidence that they give him in the next couple of years. Varun Chakravarti has shown, you know, he belongs at this level. His resurgence in the last year or so has been really great for Team India, but although I don't absolutely think he should play any test. There were a few talks about
Oh, no.
Gambhir including him in red ball cricket, but absolutely that's bullshit. So that shouldn't happen.
Test
Keep him for
cricket,
white ball.
requires more hitting the same spot, consistency and
Exactly.
patience. And he's all about the variations and mixing it
Yep.
up and that sort of
Yep.
stuff. Yeah.
And you know, Akshar Patel and Jadeja, you know, the duo, they can do nothing. They can't do anything wrong at the moment. They have
Yeah.
been really good. They have been fielding wise, Indian unit was really superior to Australia yesterday. And although I will say this, that Steve Smith's captaincy in the second innings with field placings and bowling changes was really good as well.
Oh, I thought
The
Smith was
only thing
excellent.
that they lacked was the inexperience in the bowling
Yeah,
department.
yeah. And look, yeah, we'll touch on India's innings now. And this was a thing I said to you before the tournament. It's like we lack a bit of strike. So, you know, looking back on it, when you won the toss and batted, you know, you needed a really good score depending on how the surface played. It probably played a little bit better than the other pitches in Dubai in this tournament. So the 264, when you look at the attack, just look short. 30 runs because of you got an attack there that's not mediocre as you tried to say last week that I said, which I didn't. I just said it just lacks strike. It's a good attack for holding an opposition, keeping things tight, staying in the contest
I mean,
as we've done throughout the
Shabal,
tournament.
if you put two team lists in front of you, one team list had you know, Ben Dwosh's, Nathan Ellis, Tanvir Sangha, Zampa, and Maxwell as the backup, and Travis Head, and the other team list had Mitchell Starc, Pat Cummins, Joss Hazlewood,
Of course, it's
would you not
superior.
say the first one is mediocre?
Look, mediocre in comparison to the greats, but it's disrespectful to Zampa and Ellis, who are terrific bowlers, and Dwosh bowled well in this tournament, I think. You know?
My
But I
point
never
was
said
it
that.
was mediocre to the usual Australian attack,
Look,
which
I
it is.
understand in comparison to the great Australian attack, I get it. But we've done, I think the bowling attack did pretty well in this tournament, with all things considering. In terms of holding things together, keeping England, I thought, in check in the first
I
game.
mean, they let Ben Duckett score 100, but yeah.
To be fair, he's a decent player though. And
Come on, you know my thoughts. You know my thoughts on Ben
that
Duckett.
was a
And
road, and
then
that was a very flat pitch. And we restricted England though. 350 was very gettable on that surface. We got it. Restricted Afghanistan. We know what they can do. And I felt we stayed in the game in this Indian innings, and we'll talk about it in a little bit more
absolutely.
detail. But we took the game deep. You know, there was a few nerves there with Hardik Pandya facing a few dots there at the end, but we just took it deep. And I thought credit to Smith, who marshaled the bowlers really well. And I thought the field placements were very good for the most part. Just in the middle there, I think with Virat and Shreyas Iyer, when we took 2 wickets in the power play, that was a really good start. Despite dropping Rohit Sharma twice, you know, we got him early, we got Gill early. So you got him, you're two down inside the 10
Disappointing.
overs. You know, you need another wicket early with Kohli and Shreyas. So I think the make or break partnership in the contest, and we just couldn't quite do it. But credit to Kohli and credit to Shreyas Iyer. The way they rotated, I think by the midway point of the innings, there was only about 60, 70 dot balls in the entire innings. That's what separates India from a lot of the other teams in
And
this tournament.
look, I'll start at the top. Rohit Sharma, he never looked at bay yesterday.
I think this selfless gimmick has
a
gone too
tough
far.
innings.
This selfless
It
gimmick has
is
gone
it
too
has
far.
gone too far. You cannot be
It's just my
attacking
view.
each and every ball after being given two chances. You cannot be getting out to like that to a young spinner. You have to count. You have to make it count after being given two chances in such a
Exactly.
moment, in such a tournament, in such a match, and getting out to that and then taking a review. It was plum right in front, and
Not
then
good.
taking a review,
Not good
it
from Rohit.
wasn't good at all. And Shubman Gill, we expect a lot. He is going to be a big star
What I
in the
will
near
say though
future.
is
But
the final is a big game for him.
yeah,
Just
exactly, it
to
is.
perform in
And the
that
thing is,
big game.
the little prod that he got out to, it was disappointing. He didn't need to do that. He was looking good. The shots he played, the balls he faced, he was looking solid. He was looking like he's there to stay. But yeah, it was a disappointing end. And then, like you said, Virat Kohli and Shreyas Iyer in the middle overs. It was. I mean, we've talked about I've talked about Virat Kohli. What? How many years now? 12, 13, 14 years. And he does that, and he still can't think of, like, there are actual debates whether Virat Kohli is the greatest or not. I
He
mean,
is the
there are actual
greatest.
people. He is the greatest. There shouldn't be any debate. There were people, I saw a few tweets saying, oh, if he scores today, that should settle all the debates, and that should seal his
I
place.
did
I'm
see
like,
that.
it's already sealed, brother. It's already sealed.
I think so.
And then Shreyas Iyer, he's playing his way back to the contract list, ball by ball, boundary by boundary, innings by innings. It's ever since England series, I think he has sealed his place in this playing 11
To
for the
me,
near
to be honest
future.
with you,
And
I thought he had sealed his place long before that in the ODIs in
yeah,
94.
he had. I mean, he
But
had.
there
If
was some
anyone had doubts.
conjecture. There was some conjecture around it, if you remember, and we were talking about it before the tournament, and we couldn't believe it. There was some umming and ahhing about Shreyas Iyer at number four for India. He's lock and load. He's very good in that
Absolutely.
position. And just Australia,
Absolutely.
for me watching it, it's like they're rotating really well, India. Where are we going to get our next wicket from? It just felt like we were trying to keep things tight, but where are we going to get that wicket from? Zampa
And
struck,
look,
but then you needed two or three quickly, and we just lacked strike in our bowling to be
that's
able to
correct.
do that. We couldn't take multiple wickets one after the other, which is what we needed to do defending a total like this.
And Zampa bowled really well. Shreyas Iyer, played close to his body.
Zampa bowled well, but he
Yeah,
needed
and
support, right? Yeah, he was the guy that
exactly.
India could just sit on and just see him out as much as possible and
The
knock the
thing,
other guys around as well and you get to the score.
Shabel, the thing I wanted to point out yesterday when I was watching, one thing I realized is there was a stat that came up. Zampa versus Virat Kohli, and it said that Zampa's got him out 5 times, and that got me thinking. There was a time between when India and Australia used to play where, Kohli was really tentative against Zampa.
I
He
remember.
Zampa had the better of Virat Kohli for a few games or for a few innings, but yesterday the way ever since he's got really hold of Zampa, yesterday the way he navigated Zampa and maneuvered him, for singles and doubles, that was absolutely brilliant to see. And then obviously Akshar Patel at number five, which is working. I'll agree. I'll admit it's working for India at the moment. That just means, KL has to go to number six. And look, I think KL is a team man through and through, and what
And
he did yesterday.
to be fair to KL, he played a stunning knock yesterday. Sort
Oh,
of
he did. He
came in
did.
and sort of took the game by the scruff of the neck there with Virat and took
And
those risks and got India into that position there they can finish it off.
I'll point this out, that the way Virat Kohli got out was absolutely disappointing. He shouldn't
Yeah.
he after India won that game comfortably, yes, but at one point, if he got out the way he did, and it came down to the last ball or the last over, that's the difference that it makes. And I'm sure Virat Kohli is already aware of it. But one thing I wanted to point out is why KL, why it's important, because After he got up, there was a moment on which they showed on TV where KL was saying to Virat Kohli, what was the need? I was hitting the ball,
Exactly.
and that's what KL said to Virat Kohli. There was no need. I was hitting the ball, and that's what one that's what I wanted to point out is that's the role that KL can switch. KL can play that long
He
innings
can.
as well, or
He
he can
can.
do this sort of innings as well.
He can. That's sort of a criticism as well because he's got all the game. He's got all the shots in the book. He's got that ability to really switch gears and maybe doesn't show it as often as he can, particularly in the shortest format of the game. But absolutely, he played beautifully. K Rahul sort of took the game by the scruff of the neck there, as I said. And Kohli's shot was interesting. He sort of just kept the
I
door
think
ajar for Australia. Even though,
yep, he
look, to
did.
me, throughout the whole innings, India had their nose in front. India had their nose in front the whole innings, and Australia tried their best to keep up, and we kept up. But when you're trying to keep up, and the opposition and a very good opponent at that has got their noses in front of you. You have to take every chance that comes your way. And we dropped a couple early, and then that Maxwell drop off Kohli at 51. That was a critical moment because it's a part of the game where you get another one, and you can maybe Steve Smith, knowing Smith as captain, would have put the squeeze in, the fielders in the circle, maybe put another fielder in there and just try to build a little bit of pressure. And all of a sudden, the nerves maybe start to kick in, the pressure of the situation. Australia maybe get a leg up. It just wasn't to be. It's just a game that I look back
And
and think. People can make their excuses. Oh, India have got the conditions in Dubai. They know the conditions. But from an Australian perspective, we had our chances yesterday. We've got to look at
they did
ourselves.
absolutely.
We had the chance to get to 294 rather than 264. We had the chances in the field, to put pressure on India, but we just weren't quite able to execute. And then that's not an overall heavy criticism of the team because I thought we really put in a shift yesterday, and competed. When you're up against the side that's best in the world,
And
just about, it's a fair effort, but
the
we dismissed those chances.
absolutely the beauty of this Indian batting lineup has everyone has spoken about it. I just want to say is the strike rotation that the one day format is it, I love the one day format for the strike rotation that it provides.
It's a
In the
great
middle
skill.
overs,
People
exactly.
underestimate.
It is an absolutely important skill in this format because.
People underestimate how difficult it can be as well. And
Oh,
Virat
it's
Kohli.
so difficult, especially on a pitch which is staying low and slow, to maneuver the ball as per your needs into the gaps. That's a skill of a great batter, and both Virat Kohli and Shreyas Iyer did that perfectly because there was a point where there was not a boundary for like 26 balls, but there were singles like 20 singles, 22 singles,
Well, as I
and doubles
said,
there.
65 dots or thereabouts in the first half of the innings in total, right? Other teams are getting 100 dot balls, in that same amount of time. And people underestimate the difficulty of doing that, the strike rotation and be able to stay calm and because you're not hitting a boundary for a while, not to panic. So I think that's where India sort of, Virat Kohli goes into that auto drive mode in the middle overs. It spells trouble most of the time for the opposition, doesn't it? It just goes in. Shifts the car into auto drive and says, I'll do my thing.
Well, final on Sunday, second semi-final today in New Zealand and South Africa. Who are you backing?
Bloody hell,
The
what a
your
game.
brothers from the across the Tasman Sea
Yeah, I
or
think I'll back. Oh, I had South Africa doing well in this tournament, but I think I might back New Zealand in this. It's a 50-50 game. Toss of the
it
coin.
is. It is.
Toss of the
You
coin.
know the pitch is going to be flat.
Flat track. This is going to be a cracking game. I can't wait. Probably just New Zealand edging it, and then New Zealand India final, which is what I thought it would be heading into the tournament. But South Africa have impressed me in the cricket they've played so far in this tournament. But yeah, look, promises to be an excellent game. Two very, very good teams.
Does. Absolutely.
On a Lahore pitch that's going to favour the batting sides, but maybe New Zealand. The pressure of the tournament. Can South Africa deal with the pressure in the semi-final of an ODI knockout tournament? It remains to be seen. I
Absolutely.
can't wait. What do you reckon?
I'll go South Africa. If you're going New Zealand just to make things interesting, I'll go South
Interesting.
Africa. And both
And is that who
teams, you know,
you'd rather
at the
play in the
start.
final?
Sorry?
Is that who you'd rather play in the final? Is that why you're saying that? I've exposed him.
Well,
Count
the
that
Indian
as a
team at the
yes.
moment is so good. I don't mind anyone, to be honest. But
Nah, look, it's true.
we've beaten New Zealand already. So, but yeah, look, I think both teams deserve to be in the final at the moment, the way they're playing, and it's going to be a cracking game. It's going to be a cracking game.
Absolutely.
I'll be
Absolutely.
watching it with my glass of tears.
Well,
Yeah,
hopefully for your sake, your tears don't end up in that glass by the end of the game. So just gotta be
I don't care.
careful.
I don't care. I don't
You
care.
don't care.
This is not for whether India wins the trophy or not. This is for all those posts and tweets that was, so against India that it went into the territory of almost abuse
Oh,
and
there'll be more of that. There'll be more of that on
yeah.
the
I mean,
weekend,
I don't.
let me
Yeah,
assure
that's
you.
fine. That's fine.
Yeah, anyway, before we wrap up, I just want to give a shout out as well to Nathan Ellis from Australia. Well, he had a very good tournament, and I think he was excellent yesterday, especially at the death. He's a gem, and he's one of the positives
Is.
of the tournament for us. And I think he's more appreciated now on the world stage, a little bit more, just his ability. And he
Yep.
should be a regular for us in white ball cricket. Just his defensive
Absolutely.
skills, the slower balls, but then he's able to get that ball tailing, reversing a little bit at the back end. He caused Hardik Pandya all sorts of trouble there at the back
He
end.
did. He did.
And, before Hardik Pandya hit those two sixes at the end, it was getting a bit interesting. What did it get to? 24 off 20?
20, yeah,
Ooh,
it did. 24 of
you lose
20.
a
I was
wicket
like,
there or
oh,
something.
I was like, brother Hardik, there is singles and doubles you can take.
So
That
that's
exists as well.
So he hit the sixes. It paid off in the end, but you've got to be careful with that strategy. But look, congratulations to India. Commiserations to the Australians. We fought hard all tournament, got through to the semi-finals, which I was hopeful we would do. But I think the semi-finals was realistically as far as we could go in this tournament, barring an amazing individual performance from like a Maxwell or a Travis Head or someone like that. But it is what it is. India go to the final. They play New Zealand or South Africa, and what promises to be a great clash. We'll be back to review that game next week. Nash, thanks for your time today. Thanks to all the listeners and the viewers. You can catch us on Cricblog TV on YouTube and Cricblog Podcast on X and Instagram as well. Thanks, guys. Have a great rest of the
Thank you.
week.
See ya.